The story of Americana music is a tale of struggle told with the sounds of survival. Defining it is difficult, but one thing is for sure, it cannot be told without bluegrass music. For the last 2 years, the Americana Music Triangle, which has its southernmost point in New Orleans and over 1,500 miles of twang and soul throughout Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, has not included Kentucky, the birthplace of bluegrass music. Although the addition will make the trail less of a triangle, Terry Woodward, former chair of the Bluegrass Museum, thinks it's a good move.
We are doing exactly what they would like the other communities to do. We're building an International Bluegrass Music Center here. We hope to start construction on that for too long. And I think would be an important piece of that whole music trail.
Owensboro has become a hub for bluegrass music and tourism. It's home to the International Bluegrass Museum and holds an annual bluegrass festival that draws about 20,000 people. Woodward notes that the success is not just for the local folk.
The international people are just enamored with American music.
The tourism value and international attention has bluegrass enthusiasts excited about the future. I'm Lily Rochelle for WUKY News.